Out of our catechism, Lord's Day 45, question 116. Why is prayer necessary for Christians? Because it is the chief part of thankfulness which God requires of us, and because God will give His grace and Holy Spirit only to those who earnestly and without ceasing beg them of Him and render thanks unto Him for them. Question 117. What belongs to such prayer which is acceptable to God and which He will hear? First, that with our whole heart we call only upon the one true God who has revealed Himself to us in His Word for all that He has commanded us to ask of Him. Secondly, that we thoroughly know our need and misery so as to humble ourselves in the presence of His divine majesty. Thirdly, that we be firmly assured that notwithstanding our unworthiness, He will, for the sake of Christ our Lord, certainly hear our prayer, as He has promised us in His Word. And then question 118. What has God commanded us to ask of Him? All things necessary for soul and body, which Christ our Lord comprised in the prayer which He Himself taught us. And then we'll hold the recitation of the Lord's Prayer for the end of the congregational prayer. When we think about prayer as the chief part of thankfulness which God requires of us, it obviously spells out that this is a tremendously important element of the Christian life. You might remember that when the Apostle Paul was converted and a man named Ananias was sent to baptize him, Ananias was skeptical. And for a good reason, because Paul had been breathing out threatenings and slaughter. He was on his way to harass and persecute and mistreat the Christians who were in Damascus. And now Ananias is being told, go baptize this guy. Well, you can understand why he is hesitant, to say the least. But the Lord persuades Ananias to go with a piece of evidence. He says, go and baptize him. He's a chosen vessel to me. He says, and behold, he is praying. In other words, the fact that Paul was praying was a demonstration that something had changed, that something was different now. You cannot be a Christian without prayer. It's not that prayer makes you a Christian, but that if you are a Christian, you will pray. It is the chief part of thankfulness which God requires of us. And perhaps in part for this reason, in John Calvin's Institutes of the Christian Religion, the chapter on prayer, Book 3, Chapter 20, is the longest chapter in the whole work. And there we can see that what the authors of the Catechism say is very much in line with what Calvin says. You remember they want us to thoroughly know our need and misery so as to humble ourselves in the presence of His divine majesty, and that we be firmly assured that notwithstanding our unworthiness, He will, for the sake of Christ our Lord, certainly hear our prayer. They're putting together humility. We deserve nothing. We are sinners who deserve wrath. With confidence, God will hear our prayer for the sake of Christ. Well, Calvin also puts these two things together when he writes, cast down and overcome by true humility, we should be nonetheless encouraged to pray by a sure hope that our prayer will be answered. Our sense of our unworthiness doesn't make us less confident in prayer. The only way it would make you less confident in prayer is if you somehow thought that God heard you because of your good behavior. But if you know that God hears you through Christ, then having a true sense of your unworthiness won't discourage you in prayer. It will stir you up to be more diligent in prayer.